Simple.
Happy Sherry Thursday, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, it is Sherry Shepherd Thursday, everybody. What is going on?
And give it up from New York, Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, family. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Yo.
Hey, Sherry.
Oh, man, I'm feeling good.
I am, too.
Me, too. You feed people very well, Tom.
I'm in New York with Sherry, and last night we had a dinner party over at the house.
Oh, it was so nice. It was so much food.
Yeah.
Like, you had, like,
did she have her chicken eating clothes on, Tom?
I did.
She did, and I disappointed. I only had just a couple of pieces of chicken for her.
Oh, no.
Like, Tom is she. Now, you know, when you with regular folks, you just get, you know, chicken and rice. And Tom gave you, like, a little bite of chicken and a little bite of crab cakes, and a little bite of salmon and a little bite of coconut shrimp. It's a bunch of different meats on the plate. I didn't know if I was going to be ghetto. I really wanted a second plate, but nobody else asked. So I didn't ask. Yeah, so I didn't know if that was not polite to get a second plate.
The way you've done on the road with us. Where
yeah,
girl, I wanted to lick that plate. It was so good. He had one cauliflower sitting in the middle. Just one. One cauliflower in the middle.
Looking like an episode of Top Chef. I know.
Yeah, I felt like I was on Top Chef.
Yeah, Matt was really trying to show out for you.
He did, but I want to know, when you go to dinner parties, is it okay to say, first of all, can you lick the plate when the host is not looking?
Well, that's my first dinner party.
That was your first dinner party?
That's my first dinner party.
It was beautiful.
I've never had a dinner party before.
Beautiful. And another thing, I want to jump on Tom's bed because it looked really comfortable.
Okay, now I'm getting uncomfortable. Okay.
Right. Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, it's got like three mattresses.
Yeah,
and a
like
bunch
the Princess
of pillows.
And the Pea kind of deal. Yes.
And I didn't know if that was apropos. So when I went to the bathroom, excuse myself, I did. You just took a left, a right, and walked down 3 miles. And then I found his room.
And did you take a selfie? Jumped.
You know what? I don't want anything to incriminate me because I'm already telling the story.
And she didn't Periscope either.
I didn't because I thought that would be too ghetto to Periscope. I didn't want to offend my host. I'd like to be asked back for that cauliflower.
It was nice. It was nice.
It was a nice dinner party, Tom. It was a beautiful first.
Jackie
adventure.
Came by. Reverend Al came by.
Nice.
Reverend Al Sharpton. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Good times, huh?
All right, let's see. Hot topics here, as you say on The View. You're hosting tomorrow?
I am hosting tomorrow, The View. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, when you host on Fridays and Whoopi's not there, because I got some questions.
Sure. You got something to say, girl.
What is the deal with her and Paula Ferris?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. Explain Paula Ferris.
Paula Ferris is new to The View this year. She was one of the people that's brought on, and she's with ABC News. She's from, I know her from Chicago.
Yes.
And she had a long and very successful career in Chicago and moved to ABC Overnight News. That's where they groom you for other positions. And she did that, and now she, you know, went to Good Morning America, now on The View. And every time, the only reason why I say poor Paula is because every time she opens her mouth, Whoopi goes, it's like, this woman can't even say that the sky is blue without Whoopi giving her the evil eye.
Don't like her, you think, Simone? She doesn't like her?
Jay, I don't think so.
Well, it's like, you know, Paula likes to pose questions. So if they're talking about, the Oscars or you know, Paula will say, well, you know, people might say that when you talk about a lot of black events, it might, you know, still be divisive. You know, that's what
that's
you
the
know,
dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's it.
Yeah. Or Whoopi will look up and go, what do you know about black history? No, what do you know about black history?
What do you know about black history? What do you hear? Smoke a joint and shut up.
Take some of this and just shut up. It's
oh, God.
It is, man.
I think when people get very passionate at that table, and sometimes it's a dissenting view, and you're so passionate, it tends to, you know, Whoopi, she the auntie at the table.
Right.
So
right.
I think it tends to, you know, Whoopi looks like sometimes her head going to explode.
My gosh.
Well, how long has this new lady been there? Well, how long
just since
been
the beginning of this TV
since
season.
The beginning.
Well, yeah. Can I speak from experience? It takes a while to get into the group, Sherry. It really does. It's like double
yes,
dutch. You know,
it took me a couple years.
Whoa.
Well, sometimes
it's like double.
Sometimes it's
and sometimes you get hit by the rope. Yeah. That double dutch, you will get hit by that rope in the face.
You gotta wait till that rope goes around, man.
If you play double dutch, you know if you jump in at the wrong time, it'll slash you right across the cheek.
Man. It ain't your turn yet. Wait a minute. Just calm down. It'll take you out.
Those double dutch jumpers, no.
And the other question I gotta ask you, I don't know if they talked about this on The View, but have y'all talked about Amy Schumer stealing people's jokes?
Yes, they touched on it briefly. Absolutely. That's one with Amy Schumer, Tom. Yeah. Some comics accused her of stealing their jokes.
For her Apollo special?
For everything.
Yeah, well, that was for everything. Her Apollo special, she was accused of stealing Patrice O'Neill.
Remember the late
funny,
Patrice
yeah,
O'Neill?
The
I remember
late Patrice O'Neill, yeah,
yeah,
to have taken one of his jokes and using it in her Apollo special. Now, three other comics have come out. One apologized, Tammy Pescatelli. And I know Tammy personally. I know all the comics, and she's very funny. She's been a road comic for a long time. So sometimes when, you know, these road comics, the general public don't know their jokes.
Don't know who they are, so it's easy for somebody who goes on television and takes their
but
stuff.
But word
and look
for
brilliant.
Word.
But word, and now there's
well,
another comic
do,
that just
see?
Came
mm-hmm.
out. Word for word. And there's another comic that has come out and accused Amy Schumer of doing two of his jokes. He's got the video, and then he shows the video of Amy Schumer, the jokes being done on her show, and they're exactly the same. So
word for word, inflection and inflection and everything.
Inflection. It's a sketch that he did, and the same sketch was done on her show. Two of his jokes.
Who's the comic? Carlos Mencia.
Mencia, yeah.
Carlos notorious for that. Yeah.
Yeah, Carlos Mencia was accused of stealing.
But
a,
how do you all
George
handle
Lopez's
that?
Jokes.
Well, you
the
can't
men
sue
fight.
Them.
The men fight.
Some of the guys fight. Yeah. That's how the men handle it.
Yeah, the men just be fighting.
When a man says that was a very nice set, can I talk to you outside?
You already know. Ask T.K. Kirkland.
Mike Epps has gotten some jokes back from
Mike
people.
Epps has gotten in some blows. Oh my! Yeah, I don't know why Jay men fight about the women.
Let me just tell
just
you something about comedians, and you know this too, Sherry. I mean, I've had this comedy club almost 10 years. The most fights I've ever had in that club, the only fights have been comedians, not customers. Comedians fighting. I don't like the way you introduce me. We're not as happy as people think we are.
Right, that's a company.
But comedians fight about little things, man. You wouldn't think
it
would be.
Was it Robin Williams they said would steal the jokes and then pay you for it?
Yeah. Oh,
my gosh.
They were joking that, Robin, I did a joke, and he would just pull out his checkbook.
Here's the money. Shut up. Right. Shut up.
And write a check for $1,000.
He was sitting in the back of the comedy corner and just write down your stuff. And at the end of the show, just give you a check.
And you just hear your material. But the problem with the comic like Amy Schumer and a Tammy Pescatelli is, you know, if Amy's going on and making money doing Tammy's jokes, and then Tammy goes on the road doing something she's been doing for years, and they go, you stole
that from Amy Schumer.
That's where it hurts Pescatelli. But then it also hurts her to come out and accuse Amy because, you know, then people don't want to touch her. She wants to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, trying to get an agent, so it's a hard game.
Have you ever had a joke stolen from you?
Yes, I have. And I went up to her and she said, I didn't take that joke. And I said, but I got it on tape. And we worked it out.
I remember one time we were somewhere.
Outside.
I remember we were somewhere and this comedian was performing that Jay says steals all his jokes.
Oh, God.
And Jay said, let me go over to this club and visit my jokes. Let me go visit my...
Yeah, people steal, man. They do.
It's hump day on the TJMS.